I'm just so honoured and touched to even be nominated, let alone win the award. But I think it's such a great initiative to get young people involved with this group, and it's been such a great opportunity just to meet these people and be able to network with these people. But I guess as a young person in the industry, you work hard and you go out and you get knowledge and you learn and you develop your skills. But in terms of finding direction and moving your career forward, it's sometimes a bit tough, and getting a mentor and getting some backing behind you to help with that is just such an amazing opportunity.
As part of this award, you get a expenses paid tailored mentoring sort of program. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and what you're expecting from it?
Yeah, so it's a fantastic opportunity, and we get to be mentored. I get to be mentored by members of the Triple P group, and there's some just so talented and amazing people, and it's such a great opportunity. And at this stage, we haven't sort of discussed who I'm going to be mentored by, but we'll work that out. Yeah.
It is a Trans-Tasman award. Is there a chance you will be going across the ditch?
Yeah, for sure. I think that's one of the biggest things I've got out of this conference is being able to meet some of those producers and people from New Zealand, and they're certainly got a different way of thinking, and I think we can certainly learn a lot from them. So I'm definitely keen to get some mentoring from over there.
Yeah, what could a beef extension officer from Northwest Queensland learn from New Zealand?
Oh, I think it's just to get a different approach on how we think about things, and they're certainly very innovative, and they've done a lot of research over there, and they're very good at implementing it on farm, and it's a lot of skills that I think I could bring back to Northern Australia.
And you got to share the award last night with Mum and Dad. They were here?
They were. Mum and Dad and my fiance Mitch were here, so it was very special.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations. Well done. And with us here today is Shane McManaway, who is the chairman of the Platinum Primary Producers Group. This award, the Xander McDonald Award, you were good friends with Xander. Can you give us a little bit more background as to how this award came about?
Yeah, about 10 years ago, I got seven guys together, a few from Australia and a few from New Zealand, to have a bit of a chat about issues that were facing agriculture. It was an idea that Xander and I had. Today, the group is 137 strong. And after Xander's passing, as a group, we wanted to keep this legacy of Xander's alive and create a Xander McDonald Award. This is how the Xander McDonald Award has come about, and we're delighted that our inaugural awards dinner and gala evening last night was held here in Darwin in the Northern Territory, and we're delighted that our inaugural winner is Emma. It's fabulous.
Now, the winner, Emma, she had to show Xander-like characteristics. What's that?
Yeah, when we set the criteria up for the award, we really thought long and hard about this, because this is an award that's going to go on for many, many years, and we looked at things that the qualities that Xander had within himself, and clearly intellect is one of those, but attitude is critically important. Leadership skills, being able to take people to places they don't think they can go and take them on a journey. Xander did that. Innovation. Xander was incredibly innovative for a Queensland country farmer. He was doing all sorts of things that were probably way ahead of their time. And so we see innovation as critically important, and we see that as incredibly important for agriculture, full stop. Drive and passion. Just absolutely having so much drive and so much passion about the game that you're playing. And, you know, I'm a Kiwi, and we sometimes use the All Black jersey around what it means to have pride. And when you pull that black jersey on, you know, you run harder, you run faster, and winning is everything. And so we want that same level of pride and passion in this game called agriculture. And we see people like Emma being able to join that group and take us on a journey and take us into the future. The three finalists were outstanding. Outstanding. And, you know, if this is the calibre of young people coming into agriculture, we're in good hands.
And just away from the award, the PPP group has spent the last few days here in Darwin for its annual conference. What were some of the take-home messages and experiences?
Yeah, well, the theme of our conference was beyond the top end, and hence the reason we're here up in Northern Territory. It's the gateway to Asia, and a lot of cattle going out of here, as we know, and it's an experience for New Zealanders to come to this unique part of the world, and we needed an excuse to come up, so that was the first thing, and gee, what a great place it is. But some of the takeaways from our last few days is that as farmers, we need to be more proud of being farmers, and we need to stand up and grow a few inches taller when we say we're farmers. As farmers, sometimes we're a little bit conservative in nature, and we're inclined to dumb things down a little bit and just say, oh, we're just farmers. Well, no, we're not just farmers. We are farmers, and we're incredibly proud to be farmers. I mean, we're custodians of the environment, and you know, that's what one of the things that we took away from it. Animal welfare is critically important. We saw what happens when social media gets out of control right here in this back doorstep of this place. We absolutely have to be all over that, and we have to be right over food safety. And in New Zealand, you know, we've had a couple of incidents that have happened over there, as you know, and again, we've just got to make sure that those three pillars are firm and intact, and that we understand them, and we're prepared to get on the front foot and talk about them.